We will have 3,000 plus employees in the Buffalo community, and that is our plan for certainly for the near term, is to create an environment that we can sustain that kind of a workforce.
Greg Zeman told reporters they are committed to the local workforce. He says this is the largest investment by the company in the U.S.
We wouldn't be making this investment if we didn't believe, obviously, in the strength of the operations that we have here, the long-term commitment that we've had to the Buffalo operations.
Renovation work to refurbish the buildings is already underway. A ribbon cutting was held Monday for part of the atrium in downtown Buffalo to show how they've transformed it into high-tech workspace for employees. HSBC is moving out of the downtown tower in mid-October when its lease expires. But as HSBC exits the tower, it will now leave Buffalo's tallest building without a main tenant. Area leaders insist there have been a number of inquiries about leasing the tower. President and CEO of the Buffalo Niagara Enterprise, Tom Kucharski, says a reuse plan for the tower is in progress with a number of discussions underway. But when pressed for names, he could not elaborate.
It is the tallest, best building west of New York City and east of Chicago. So it is on different site selectors' radar screens anyway. It does need some work. So it will be whatever the landlord determines it to be, and we'll work with whatever solution they come up with.
But no names, you can't tell us any who you're wooing?
You know I can't do that.
State Senator Tim Kennedy is also confident there will be new tower tenants.
There's no doubt in my mind, and I'm an optimist, there's no doubt in my mind, HSBC Tower will ultimately be filled.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.